Homage to Sakyamuni Buddha. Homage to His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche. Homage to His Holiness Gyalwe Nyugu Rinpoche. May all beings have happiness and all the causes of happiness. May they be free from suffering and all the causes of suffering. May they never be separated from the great happiness, devoid of suffering. And may they forever dwell in the great equanimity, free from attachment and aversion. To sacred Bodhisitta, the precious and excellent mind, where it is not, may it arise. Where it is, may it never decline, consistently growing, rising higher and higher. In our practices, it's very important that we practice the three supreme methods. What are those three supreme methods? Good in the beginning, good in the middle, and good in the end. So what is good in the beginning is our aspiration. Good in the middle is doing the practices according to the practices, how they've been taught. And good in the end is doing the dedication. So what is it with respect to aspiration? Aspiration is very, very important. Sometimes we might think that aspiring and wishing is of no great benefit. It's just sort of making wishes. However, it is very, very important. The more and more we make aspirations, the more and more chance those aspirations have to enter into our mind stream. The more it enters into our mind stream, the more chance it has to become the actions of our body, speech, and mind. For instance, we might think about if we are chanting Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, and we chant it many thousands every day, then sometimes when we go to sleep, our mind is still going Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. Or for instance, a song or a language. Let's say a song. In the beginning, we don't know the words, but we sing along and we sing along. And the more we sing along, the more those words and the rhythm of the song enters into our mind. And then it starts coming out naturally. Naturally, we're just able to sing, or the melody. We're naturally able to sing. We remember the words and the melody comes to us naturally. With the same principle, the more we are making these aspirations, the more and more naturally it becomes part of our actions of body, speech, and mind. What aspirations are we making? The aspiration we did in the beginning. May all beings have happiness and all the causes of happiness. May they be free from suffering and all the causes of suffering. May they never be separated from the great happiness devoid of suffering and forever dwelling in the great equanimity, free from attachment and aversion. And so every time we start any teaching or any practice, we give rise to this aspiration. What are we giving rise to? Bodhicitta. And to really give rise to this bodhicitta from the depths of our heart. Not just go through the motions, oh, I know how to say the words, so just saying the words. It's actually that we bring this wish, this aspiration into our mind, into our heart, and we truly wish for this to be the case. This is a very important part of our practice. It also will determine what type of practice we're doing. If we are Hinayana or Mahayana practicing, Mahayana practice, of course, is that we are wishing for the benefit of all sentient beings, that we wish that all beings may be brought to enlightenment. And so, before we do anything, this is the aspiration we make, the wish that we make, that all our practices are for this purpose. And then good in the middle. This is doing the practices according to the practices. This is really applying ourselves in the practice as we were taught by our enlightened teachers, as has been recommended by the Dharma. And doing our best not to include our old habits into these practices. Otherwise, all we're doing is maybe we're reinforcing some old habits. But to really do our best to understand, contemplate, and then really put those practices into practice, just as has been recommended by our teachers. Good in the end. This is the dedication. What is the dedication? Is sealing those merits, and also is a type of offering. When we're sealing it, what are we doing? We say, what is our aspiration? Our aspiration is that all of this merit goes to the benefit of all sentient beings, so that they may, until they have all attained enlightenment. Then it is said that this merit stays until this happens. If we only make our merit or our dedication, if we only dedicate it, all the merit, so that it is for the benefit of this lifetime, then it only has the benefit for as long as this lifetime. So the dedication then seals the merit according to our wish and for as long as our wish. So rather, it makes much more sense to dedicate it, the merit, so that and until all sentient beings have attained enlightenment. And don't limit it. Make it vast. Make that wish, that dedication, as vast as possible. And at the end, that dedication, in a sense of offering, is that all the merits that we've achieved from all of these practices, we then offer up to the benefit of all sentient beings. And this is also very important, because it also helps us from developing a sense of attachment. We can maybe understand the attachment to our material things a little bit more easily, but these immaterial things, or these super mundane things, it's also very important that we don't develop an attachment to these as well. You may sometimes feel, oh, this is my merit. I've worked so hard and in attaining this merit, so why should I give it up to everybody else? If we develop attachment like this, for one, is wherever there's attachment, there will be the potential for suffering. So we're just creating the potential for our future suffering by having attachment to these merits. And the second is that possibly we have forgotten our aspiration in the beginning. And our aspiration in the beginning, or our purpose for practicing Mahayana Buddhism, is for the benefit of all sentient beings. So when we start thinking, this is my merit, then we've forgotten our intention, because now we are concerned about ourselves, not the welfare, not the enlightenment of all sentient beings. And then this really is not in terms of the Dharma practice of the Mahayana practices, the Mahayana vehicle. Every time that you do your practices, now then begin with the aspiration. And when you finished your practices, make that dedication. Likewise as well, if you do any positive deed, maybe you are practicing some generosity, or you practice some great patience or forbearance or some great compassion, then when you are finished, dedicate those merits as well. Dedicate the merit that it goes to the benefit of all sentient beings. And likewise as well, your aspiration as well. You might be giving somebody just an apple. Maybe somebody's begging on the side of the road and you give them an apple. And although we are only just giving this material apple, it's a small thing. Make your wish as vast as possible. So while you're giving them the apple and you are wishing for them to be free from their hunger, that this will help them with their hunger, the other is that when you give that apple, you at the same time wish that this merit may go to the benefit of all sentient beings, that all sentient beings may be free from all their suffering and may attain enlightenment, and that the needs and wants of all beings may be satisfied. So the material offering might be very small, but your wish when you're doing it is so vast, so great. And again, train your mind in this way, making aspirations as vast as possible in whatever practice you are doing. And at the end, seal the merit, dedicate the merit, and offer it up to the benefit of all sentient beings. And then let's dedicate these merits. By this merit, may all attain omniscience. Having defeated the enemies of wrongdoings in the turbulent waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death, may all be liberated from the suffering of samsara.